Welcome to MRS Bulletin's Materials News Podcast, providing breakthrough news and interviews with researchers on hot topics in materials research. My name is Laura Lay. High entropy materials pose an interesting research challenge. For one class of this material, high entropy oxides, there hasn't been a lot of work on their magnetic properties. This piqued the interest of Alana Hallis at the University of British Columbia in Canada. In this relatively new field, it's important to start by clarifying what a high entropy oxide is.
And we sort of divide things along two separate axes. So one is the idea that a material is entropy stabilized, meaning that the entropy is playing some role in selecting out the crystal structure. And a nuance here is that to have entropy stabilization, you don't actually need to be in this regime of having five or six metal cations. You can get entropy stabilization with as few as two cations. That's sort of one important aspect of a high entropy material. And then the other is just sort of the magnitude of the configurational entropy, which you can calculate to the extreme limit of having very high configurational entropy. The entropy need not actually be doing anything all that important. It may be the case that the entropy is present, but it's not actually responsible for selecting the crystal structure. And so our sort of thinking is that perhaps the most interesting regime is one where you have both of these factors happening at the same time, both entropy stabilization and high entropy.
With a significant input from two members of the research group, Graham Johnston and Mario Gonzalez-Rivas, Alana's team began by choosing five elements that would be magnetic and combining them in oxide form. The result was a spinel structure.
Spinel structure chose us. We did not pre-select spinel.
The team was interested in understanding how progressive substitution of the magnetic metal cations with non-magnetic gallium would affect the magnetic properties of the spinel. This effect, known as percolation, is well known for simple materials, and the team wanted to understand whether the same would be true for the more complex high entropy oxides. They found that gallium substitution led to precise control of the configurational entropy, which may help stabilize a spinel structure. X-ray absorption spectroscopy at the Canadian Light Source was immensely helpful in determining the behavior of individual elements as a result of the gallium substitution. Manganese, cobalt, and iron were all redistributed throughout the structure, whereas nickel and chromium were unaffected.
I think this is going to be one of the most powerful tools for studying high entropy materials.
Gallium substitution also led to the ability to tune the magnetic properties of the material in some unexpected ways, which are explained by what the team has dubbed this entropy engineering.
One behavior that we expect, which is that the magnetic ordering is suppressed in temperature, but the unexpected behavior is that the size of the saturated moment and the magnitude of the coercivity, they both vary completely non-linearly with gallium concentration. And this is exciting because it implies that there's this high degree of tunability in the magnetic properties of these materials. What's exciting about magnetism and tunability in these high entropy materials is that we have a lot of chemical knobs to tune to optimize the property of the material.
The ability to tune the properties of this high entropy oxide means that it could have a wide range of uses for energy applications, data storage, and beyond. It also means that, in the future, some devices or electronic components that require rare chemical elements could end up using more common ones and so could lead to more sustainable technologies. This work was published in a recent issue of the Journal of the American Chemical Society. My name is Laura Lay from the Materials Research Society. For more news, log on to the MRS Bulletin website at mrsbulletin.org. Follow us on Twitter at @MRSBulletin. Don't miss the next episode of MRS Bulletin Materials News. Subscribe now. Thank you for listening.